Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Lots of companies have been beating earnings expectations this quarter, but companies that have fallen short have been punished by Wall Street. We'll fill you in on the details in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Through April 19th, the IRS says it had received 0.2% more tax returns than for the comparable period in 2018. Refunds went to 73.2% of households that filed tax returns. That's just above last year's level of 73.1%. And it marked an increase of about 303,000 households getting refunds, despite earlier government projections that the figure could drop by several million. The average refund, by the way, was a bit smaller, down 2% to $2,725. And a report from HotPads, that's a subsidiary of Zillow, says that Chicago is the most popular market for rental housing in the U.S. That is, its share of rental searches from locals was the highest among other cities, and it ranked number one as a top search destination for renters looking to relocate. The median rent in Chicago, by the way, is $1,790 a month, and renters there only spend 28% of their income on rent. And when people in Chicago search online for a place to relocate, their top choice is Los Angeles. Now back to the HotPads survey. The rest of the top five cities whose local residents search for rental properties within those cities are Los Angeles, Atlanta, Seattle, and Denver. About a third of the S&P 500 have reported quarterly earnings so far, and while there have been plenty of success stories, companies that have missed expectations have taken it on the chin. And Wall Street Journal markets reporter Corey Driebusch is here with some details. So Corey, as you write in your story, some of the glaring stigma from the earnings misses is the result of some analysts that have lowered earnings expectations for the companies.
Yes. So heading into this earnings season, if you remember back to the end of 2018, at that point, analysts were overall expecting S&P 500 earnings to grow in the first quarter. Since then, by the end of January, that had changed and there was expecting a slight contraction. And by the end of March, analysts were expecting a 4% earnings contraction for S&P 500 companies. So that's a big swing. So because of that very lowered expectations, most of the companies we're seeing reporting earnings this season are beating because it's so lowered. Right now, through at least Wednesday morning, 80% of companies are beating. However, for that 20% who are still missing those lowered expectations, their shares are just getting brutally penalized for that.
So if you're projecting a rainy day and it's sunny, that's great. Mm-hmm. If you're projecting a rainy day and it's a torrential downpour, well, then all of a sudden the question is, what's wrong?
Exactly. And we're seeing that on Wednesday, for instance, with AT&T. They missed. Their shares are down pretty badly, and Sirius XM Radio, again, missed. Shares are down, and we've seen that with other companies throughout the quarter, like Bank of New York Mellon.
And we're talking about the week of April 22nd.
Yes, for Sirius and also for AT&T.
Does this create a responsibility or a need for the analysts and company relationship to be a little tighter to create some more realistic expectations?
No, I think that they're pretty tight. And I think there's a lot of, again, it's only 20% that are missing expectations. So the vast majority are beating. I don't think that necessarily is the impact. I think it's just that the market has been on a run also this past 3 months. Think of it. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite on Tuesday reached new record highs for the first time since August and September.
Yeah, it's been a substantial run-up since the first of the year.
Yeah, the NASDAQ composite's up more than 20% year-to-date, which is easy to forget because a lot of people still remember the late 2018 steep sell-off. Mm-hmm.
And there are legitimate reasons for earnings declines, stronger dollar, concerns over the effect of rising wages among them.
Yes. And of course, there's always in the background the China-U.S. trade negotiations and the feeling that there's not that much progress there and the worry about what that could mean.
And with so many companies beating expectations, does that mean that the overall feeling and sentiment of earnings is rising?
Somewhat, but not entirely. Even though, as we mentioned, about 80% of companies are beating expectations, the S&P 500 is still on track to have earnings contraction this quarter versus the year earlier period. And of course, some of that has to do with really hard comparison to last year, which was, as we remember, right after the tax cuts, right around the tax cuts and that optimism. But still, if earnings do end up contracting this quarter, as they are on pace to do, it would be the first time we've seen earnings contraction since the second quarter of 2016. So first time in a while.
And the companies so far this cycle that have missed, and they've really taken it on the chin from investors, that puts some pressure on companies that are still in line to report.
Yes, it does. It means the stakes are higher for those companies. And we'll see what happens. And also, it probably puts the stakes higher for guidance, kind of to your point a little bit before, that you want to give as clear guidance as possible and also manageable guidance, because looking ahead to next quarter, you don't want to be in the situation again.
Nobody on Wall Street likes surprises.
Exactly.
Good or bad, just give it to me straight. All right, that's Wall Street Journal Markets reporter Corey Driebusch here in our studio. Corey, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.